This is Brian Hansen for KCAW, and it's time for our weekly program on high school sports and activities in Sitka. Today we welcome Alec Duncan, Joey Inman, and Zoe Krupa from the Sitka High School Boys and Girls Cross Country Team. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Thanks for coming here today. Hey, let's talk about the cross country season. I'm going to turn to you, Joey. I understand you're a senior on the team?
Yeah, that's correct.
And how many years have you been running cross country?
This is my second year. I started last year.
Right. Hey, let's talk about when the season started and what meets you've already performed in.
Well, preseason started, it seemed like July, where we were doing running club, just getting our bodies in shape for it. And then the actual season started a week or two before school. So we got all of our practices in, and then we left for our first meet in Ketchikan, where the boys took first in 3A and the girls took about fourth.
And do you have a meet after the Ketchikan meet?
Yeah. We actually had a weekend off, and then we went to Wrangell the week after our weekend off, where the boys took first again and the girls took third.
Okay, well, I want to turn to you in a minute here about what's happening in the future with the team. And let's turn to the other senior that's with us this morning, and that's Alec Duncan. Good morning, Alec.
Good morning.
Hey, how many years have you been running cross country?
Two.
Okay. And you were how's your health in this cross country? Are you healthy? Any injuries you've had to deal with?
I'm pretty healthy. I haven't had any injuries since freshman year.
Okay. Well, and you do other sports too?
Yeah, basketball and baseball.
All right. So you keep really busy then during the year.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. You know, I'm going to ask you all this question, and I'm really interested because from a guy like me, and I'm sure a lot of people agree with me, you know, running is hard. I mean, it's a painful experience sometimes, and it's just great to see you guys out there running. Tell us a little bit about what you like about running.
I like the winning part of it. The running's just painful, but the only part that's really worth it about it is just winning.
It's competition, then, is what it, you know. And, yeah. And in running, a lot of it isn't necessarily competing against the winning the race itself. It's winning against yourself, isn't it? Isn't it like personal best is a great way to look at running too?
Yeah, we're always trying to PR.
Do you train for running in the off season at all, Alec?
A little bit, not too much. I have so many sports; it's kind of hard.
How about you, Joey? What do you like about the running?
I think my favorite part is the accomplishment of completing the race and the feeling that you get after you put everything out there on that 5K.
Zoe, what grade are you in school?
I'm a freshman.
Freshman, and how long have you been running?
This is my first year.
Okay, did you run in like middle school? Did you have running teams then?
Yeah, I ran for 2 years in that.
So how many girls are on the cross-country team?
There's seven girls.
Let's see if you can name them all for us. So give them a shout-out, okay?
All right. Sid, Casey, Crystal, Ava, Ellie, and who is it?
Well, they'll get you for whoever you missed, and that's okay. That is just fine. So tell me how the girls have been doing this year. I want to first hear personally how you've been, where you rank in on the team and where you've been placing in these last couple of meets.
It's going pretty good. I've been doing pretty good with it, and I like it.
What's your highest place in the 3A that you've done this year?
I would say ninth.
Well, that's great. And how has the team been doing in the two meets you've had so far?
The team is doing really good. We just have to beat Petersburg and Craig. We're really close to beating Craig, and once we beat them, we will beat Petersburg.
All right. Well, you got the question that the two boys had, too, and I want you to tell the audience what you like about running.
I like what Joey said, because it's a good feeling after one race. Then you're just like, wow, it feels good just to be done with it.
Good job. Well, we know that it's a difficult sport, and I'd like to see you guys out there working hard for yourselves and the school. You do other sports too, Zoe, correct?
Yeah.
Which sports will you do this year?
Volleyball, basketball, softball.
How are you going to keep up with your studies with having all those after-school activities?
Well, I actually have a study hall in school, which helps me a lot, and I love it.
Well, keep up the good work after school, but keep those grades up too. How about you, Joey? I know you keep your grades up, right? No problem there?
No problem.
How about you, Alec?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, great. Well, we're always loving to see you guys do your activities, but we need to have you keep your grades up too. Joey, let's talk about the rest of the season here. What do you got coming up, and when is regionals? And
well, we just finished a meet in Juneau where the boys won again, but it was good competition. It was Edgecombe is always up there with us. We're always exchanging places, and it'll be interesting to see what happens this weekend at the regional tournament, the regional race that's here in Sitka on Saturday.
And then there's state afterwards?
Yeah.
All right. And state is the following weekend? Or
yeah. That's
real quickly, what's your goal for region, Zoe?
My goal is to try to stay with Sid the entire time.
So, and Sid is the number one runner on the team?
Yeah.
Okay. And how about you, Joey?
My goal is just to do whatever I can to help the team win, because cross country is a team sport, and we love Sitka High Cross Country loves win regions, so that's what we're hoping to do.
That's really great to hear, Joey, that cross country is a team sport, because I understand that it truly is. Alec, how about you? What's your goal for this?
Same thing as Joey. Time wise, I'd like to run a 17:50 and PR there.
All right. Well, we're out of time. I really appreciate you coming in before school this morning to give us a little insight into what you do in the cross-country world. Good luck to you at regionals. I'd like to thank Alec Duncan, Joey Inman, and Zoe Krupa for coming in this morning. And this has been Brian Hansen for KCAW, bringing you a weekly look at high school sports and activities. And until next time, keep the body and mind active and support high school sports and activities.